We learn Mishnah Zuma Daf Memvav Amud Aleph, and we're beginning on the second line from the top of Memvav Amud Aleph. Om Rabbi Loza Mishum Bar Kapara. Rabbi Loza says Mishum Bar Kapara. Oy Mohi Rav Meir. Rabbi Kapara had a Kabbalah, had a Messiah, that Rav Meir said that Evari Oyla Shinatoisru, if there's extra Evarim from the Oyla, extra Emurim, extra limbs from the carbon of the oil that was not brought overnight, it didn't get burnt overnight. You make its own maracha v'soydron, and you misader the carbon, the oil from yesterday, on this new maracha. This is like we had Rav Meir in our Mishnah that says that there are four marachas besides for the new one for Yom Kippur. What are the four marachas? The maracha gedola, which is the regular maracha, maracha shnia, which is the one for the Keteris, the maracha of Kiyam Aish, which is the place where you get fire if it goes out, according to Rashi. And the fourth one was for the Evarim Upidorim Shlenis Aklu. That's for the Evarim from yesterday, the parts of Rahim from yesterday that weren't burnt yet, you make its own maracha. So he says the same thing with Shem Rameyah. His Messiah of Shem Rameyah, Rameyah says that the Evarim oil from yesterday, that you make its own maracha and you put it on. And another halacha, he said, Vafilu b'Shabbos. And even on Shabbos, you make this new maracha for yesterday's oil. So Mara's kasha is, there's two parts of this memra. First of all, the first part, they make a new maracha. Second part, Vafilu b'Shabbos. Mara's question is, my kamash malon, what's the chiddush of the first half? Tanina, it's a first of Mishnah. B'chol yoyim hoyusham arba marachas. Every day there were four marachas. So we know clearly that there was four marachas every day, which includes the special maracha, special fire that was to burn the Evari oil from yesterday. So what exactly, Rav Kor say, Mova Shem Ameya, big chiddush, it's a Mishnah. Everyone knows it's a Mishnah. What's the chiddush? Rav Avin, le'nitzcha el le'psulim. Rav Avin says that the chiddush of Bar Kapara is, the Rameya said it even for psulim. There are certain psulim, the halacha is, once they get on top of the Mizbeach, they're lo yerdu. Certain psulim, let's say if it came Tameh, whatever the case is, something that happened inside the Beis HaMikdash, the halacha is you leave it on the Mizbeach once it gets up there. So you would think, such a carbon that was brought up yesterday in lo yerdu, you don't make its own fire. That much you don't do for it. You put it on the Omar Racha Gedoyle, you're not going to make its own Maracha for it. Kamashon, yeah, even for Psul, you make it Omar Racha. But, Zok the Gemara, the Gemara qualifies the Halacha, but Dafka Shemashla Mashla Hemar. That's Dafka if it started getting burnt yesterday already. Now, Loy Mashla Hemar, Loy, but Loy Mashla Hemar, not, then you put on Maracha Gedoyle. Loy Mashla Hemar, it didn't get started getting burnt yesterday, then you put it into Maracha Gedoyle. What's the mile if you Mashla Hemar? So Rashi says, the Mehish Shaita Naso Lach Mashal Mazbeach. Once it starts getting burnt, it gets a din of Lach Mashal Mazbeach already. Once it gets Lach Mashal Mazbeach, so then you can make its own Maracha. So the Chiddush of Rab Elazar B'Shom HaKapara that says, but Rameyah holds, even make an own Maracha for Psulim. And the Gemara qualifies that then that's only Mashlam of Arab, not Mashlam of Arab, not. Ika de Amri, there's another pshat, another gear, so that even every Avari Oil, they make its own Maracha, even if they're not Pasul, also have to be Mashlam of Arab yesterday. Ika de Amri, Echa Kasherim, Echa Psulim. Sai Kasherim, Sai Kashura limbs from yesterday, Kashura. Pieces of fat, the varim done from yesterday, and sai psulim. Both, if you want to be mechayev a new maracha, if you want to be able to make a new maracha for this, it has to be moshul b'mar yesterday already. He moshul b'mar in v'loy loy. If it's moshul b'mar, good. If not, not. That means if the second lashon, when it says before that Rav Meir held a new maracha for varim u'pedarim shlo nis akluma be'erev, it means only if it started getting burnt. So if you take a look at Rashi, daf mem hey amud aleph. Divra Maschol Shloines Aklu, it's the middle of the Amid around. Rashi says Shloines Aklu, Shloin Nitnu Alamaracha, or Nitnu Vle Spiku Lisakel. So Rashi, when he says Nitnu Alamaracha, would get its own Maracha, that's not like the second Lashon. It's only like the first Lashon. So this Rashi is going like the first Lashon in the Gemara, because if it's the second Lashon, it has to be already started off in order to get its own Maracha. So that's the first half of this member of Rabbi Loza, Mishum Bar Kapara. The next half of the member is a Filu B'Shabbos. A chiddush, he says, even b'Shabbos you'll make a new maracha for yesterday's Evarim. So for the Gemara, Tanina, it's also a first Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, v'ayoyim chamesh, the Mishnah says that today in Yom Kippur you have five marachas. That means you have an extra maracha. But what's the fourth one that you make for the Evarim u'Pedarim of Erev Yom Kippur? So what do you see? They allowed to make on Yom Kippur a new fire for Erev Yom Kippur stuff. So we know, Shabbos also. What's the chiddush? Yom Kippur is like Shabbos when it comes to making a fire. So what's the chiddush? You see, the first halacha that hayoyim chamesh. So and they on Yom Kippur you make a fire for every Yom Kippur. So what's the chiddush? That's Gemara's kasha. Same thing. I don't have a kiddush. This is also part of our Mishnah. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why. We need Rav Elazar b'Shem Kabbara. You know why? Because Omar Avachah by Yaakov, it's you need it. Saka that you would think, Hani Mili, Heiched Echal Yom Kippurim Lias Achah Shabbos. Maybe our Mishnah, it says, Hayom Chomesh, is only if Yom Kippur lands up on a Sunday, right after Shabbos. Which in our calendar never happens. But if it falls out on a Sunday, the Chelvei Shabbos craving Yom Kippurim. Then you can understand that the Kabbana is left over from Shabbos, you can burn on Yom Kippur and make its own fire Yom Kippur. Why? Because Kedusha Shabbos is bigger than Kedusha Yom Kippur, so it can make sense. Al Ve'emtza Shabbos, but in the middle of the week of his Yom Kippur, lo, Taka wouldn't be able to do it, and then you wouldn't have the Chiddush Vafilu B'Shabbos. Kamash V'lon, Rav Elazar M'Kabbara, that even B'Shabbos, you're allowed to make a new Maracha for yesterday's carbon. That's the Chiddush. So Tosfos has a problem over here that there's a Gemara in a few places that says Oiles Shabbos b'Shabbatay, but loy Oiles Chol b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to bring Oiles Chol b'Shabbos. So what's Taka Pshat? How can you make an Omar Rocha for a carbon of Chol? So Tosfos has two Mahalchim.
It's already considered Lach
Mishmuzbe. No, but it's yesterday. It's yesterday's carbon. Oh, so you're answering since it's Moshlem MR, so it's a rally. So that's Tosfos' first terrace. Tosfos' first terrace in the second wide line. He says the literally the revival of Ravi. The hard to arm of loy oiles chayel b'shabbos had a loy Moshlem MR. Vahu lemishri of armadarim with also but Moshlem MR. In this case over here is talking about Moshlem MR. So once it's Moshlem MR, then it becomes part of mizbeach and now it's mutar to chiddush. Another terrace is
it's already became.
Yeah, but it's lach mishum mizbeach from yesterday. It's the Yachim from Chayil, it's a carbon Chayil. So that says that once it became Lachash B'Yachim, like you're saying, that's the first Teretz. Tay's second Teretz is even bigger Chiddush. Tay's second Teretz is Shmak Teretz. He says, Oilas Chayil, Oilas Shabbos, Pablo, Oilas Chavos Shabbos means at night. Leil Shabbos. Leil Shabbos, I can't bring Kabbanis. Why? Because no job to do, Shabbos job to do at night. So the only thing you're doing is the Chayil's Kabbanis. But by day, we are anyway making a fire for the Shabbos. So then it's mutter this also. That's Tosfos' Teretz a little later on. So nearly the hard amalei oyes chayel b'shabbos oyes chayel yomtiv and b'leil shabbos yomtiv lo nitnu shabbos yomtiv litchay spishaita. But just later on, where it says you have the esham rachel tzarim to read them the yoyma aminim the krad lo yisavar os lo mishrei ayvarim b'darim the chayel shenatayshu. Akbarim is two mahalchim. And the kasha was tanina. Teretz is you wouldn't see from the mishnah anything because the mishnah maybe is talking about a case that. Where the Yom Kippur landed after Shabbos. Omar Rava, so Rava says, what do you mean, I have a different kasha on Rava Lozab Shem Vakabar? That's the first Mishnah, but it's the first Mishnah anyway. Without Yom Kippur, Omar Rava, man haid lechayi shekimche, who's this who didn't watch over his flour, which means he wasn't careful to check out and grind up everything to see if there's no other rayas. It says the Mishnah, every day you have four. Every day means every day. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Habachol Yom Tanan. My answer is Kasha. It's Taka Shve. Now, the Rosh Hashanah speaking, it doesn't say Tiofta, it says Kasha, because the Kasha will be like, it's before Rosh Mishnah. And then you have no Teretz to that. It doesn't say Tiofta. It doesn't say Tiofta. No. Habachol Yom is saying that even on Shabbos, his Chiddush was, or Lozma Kabbara was, that even on Shabbos, you could do it. The kasha was that it's a first mishnah. So the one kasha was it's first mishnah because it says Yom Kippur. That we answer, no, maybe Kippur is talking after Shabbos. It's talking about the varim of Shabbos, not Erev Kippur. But here it says b'chol yoyim. It's mashma even on Shabbos making new arach, even Fridays things. So what's his chiddush? So the reason why it's not a kasha legamri on the makshin basically this is a kasha. It's not because you could have taiched the mishnah b'chol yoyim. It doesn't mean every day. It just means every weekday. It doesn't mean, besides Shabbos, therefore it's Shkafar. Al-Kaponim, what's coming out now is that we hold that on Shabbos, you're allowed to make a new Maracha for Friday's Kabbonis. And we had either Dafka Moshlem Amar or Devartis by day. And by day, you're allowed to do it with Al-Kaponim, but you see, you can make a new Maracha. This Memra of Bar Kapara, B'Shem Rameyer, is arguing Rav Huna, Upligi de Rav Huna. The Amar, Rav Huna says, "Tchilasa daicha." The beginning of a tamid is matcha Shabbos. Soifa in daicha, but a soif of yesterday's tamid is not daicha Shabbos. So Rav Huna holds that taka on the tamid shabbat abayim of erev Shabbos, which means the afternoon tamid of erev Shabbos, is not daicha Shabbos. That's Rav Huna says. He says, "Tchilasa." He says. The beginning of a Talmud is Doicha Shabbos, which means Shabbos is Tamid in the morning or in the evening is Daicha. But the Saif of Fridays is not Daicha. So it comes out, he's arguing on Bar Kapara of Shem Rameh. Now this Rav Huna is not so simple. We read it a certain way because that was the way our Gemara held it was. But really it's Mechalkes Rav Chista and Rabbah had to read this Rav Huna. Gufa, Am Rav Huna. Tamid, the carbon Tamid, Chilasai Daicha. Beginning of the Tamid is Daicha Shabbos. Saifa in a Daicha. But the end of the Tamid is not Daicha Shabbos. What does that mean? Ma in a Daicha. Rav Chista Amar Daicha as a Shabbos. It's Daicha Shabbos, of course. But in a Daicha as a Tumah. But it's not Daicha Tumah. What it means is the Saifa of a Tamid is not Daicha Tumah. If there's Tumah Hutter Retziber, it's only on the beginning of the Tamid. But not on the Hekter Chalavim Ve'imurim. Not on the Makder, the Imurim, and the fats. It's only to do Zrikas Dam. Only Tchilas is Daicha Tumah, not the Saif. But Shabbos is Daicha. And Rabba Ama, Daicha is a Tumah, Ve'ina Daicha is a Shabbos. Rabba says, it's Daicha is a Tumah, and it's not Daicha Shabbos. It means Daicha Tumah, but it's not Daicha Shabbos, is the opposite. That Tumah is Hutra Betzibah, even Gabi Hekta Cholam Ve'imurim. But Shabbos is not Nitcha. And this Rabba, that's how the Gemara was going before. Gemara says, Pligid Rav Huna, Huna held that you can't be Daicha Shabbos, Hekta Cholam Ve'imurim, you can't make a Maracha for the Emurim, was going according to Rabba's version of Rav Huna, which Rabba's version is the Ve'enoi Doicha Es HaShabbos. So we have here two versions in Rav Huna. What it means, Soifa Eina Doicha. Either means Soifa is not Doicha Shabbos or it's not Doicha Tumah, but the other one is Doicha. So Gemara's kasha is that where do we know Doicha Tumah? Where do we know Doicha Shabbos? We know from the word Me'adai. Me'adai filled with Shabbos, Me'adai filled with Tumah. So Amalei Abaya, tells Rabba, Amalei Abaya, the Rabba or Rava, whatever the Gers is, Lididach Kasha, for you it's Shver, Marchista Kasha, because either way, something doesn't make sense. Lididach Kasha, for you have a Kasha, it says, Maishta Tumah, you hold at the end of a carbon Tumah is Daicha Tumah. Why? Dechsiv B'moyadai filled with Tumah, because the Pasuk says, B'moyadai filled with Tumah. Shabbos Nami, Shabbos also, B'moyadai filled with Shabbos. Let the Hekter Cholav Memurim be Doicha Shabbos also. The same Mayadai is being Doicha Tumah, be Doicha Shabbos. What's the difference? What is the difference in Shabbos and Tumah? They're both the same car. Why Legabi 1 Hekta Chalav Ma'amurim is Doicha, and Legabi the other thing is not Doicha? Rav Chista, the same exact Kashta. Rav Chista Kashta. Ma'ishna Shabbos, you hold Shabbos, it is Doicha. Why? The Chisif Ma'ayad Efil B'Shabbos. Tumah Nami, be Ma'ayad Efil B'Tumah. Tumah also should be Ma'ayad Efil B'Tumah. So what is the difference between Shabbos and Tumah? It's a Kashta on Rabba. And it's a kasha Rav Chista, because both of them are mechalik. They just say different things. Rabbi says that Tumah Yedoicha, not Shabbos. And Rav Chista says, Shabbos Yedoicha, not Tumah. But what's the difference? So Amalei, lo yedi kasha, lo Rav Chista kasha. It's not Shrefi me, it's not Shrefi Rav Chista. Lo yedi lo kasha, Rabbi says, me who holds that it's Yedoicha, Tumah, not Yedoicha Shabbos, it's not kasha. Why not? Soifoy ketchilosoy. You always compare the end of a carbon to the beginning of a carbon. He says, Tumah, the Tchilas of our Mitcha, since the beginning of it is Doicha the Tumah, the Tchilas of our Mitcha Tumahu, Soifanami, Dachi. The end of it also is Doicha Tumah. Of a Shabbos, we're talking about, let's say, a Tumah Shabbin Abayim of Erev Shabbos. Since the Tchilas of our Mitcha Shabbos, since the beginning of it, which is a Tumah Shabbin Abayim on Friday, is not Doicha Shabbos, Soifanami, the Hekter Chalav Amurim Nami Loi Dachi, because they say Soifanami Tchilasai. Tumah, the beginning is Doicha Tumah, so the end is Doicha Tumah also. Masha Enkein, Shabbos, which the beginning is a carbon of Erev Shabbos, is carbon of Ben Abayim, that will not be Doicha the Shabbos. Second half will not be Doicha Shabbos. Now, how do you know the beginning is not Doicha Shabbos? So the obvious reason is because it's a Tumah Ben Abayim. It's Zmanoi, it's time, it's Erev Shabbos Ben Abayim. Rashi throws in a few extra words. He says, Dam Nifsa B'Shkiyah Zechama. He says, because the Dam is possible B'Shkiyah Zechama. So it's a mashma from Rashi that Be'etzem, it's the Shechita that the Zman is Erev Shabbos, but the Zrika not, for a different reason why it's possible. Just that's Rashi is a little bit of a shtel. You know, you have to look at that Rashi. But Kaponim, what Rabba is answering is very simple pshat. That Soifei Ketchilasa. That by Tumah, since the beginning is Daicha, so the end is Daicha also. But by Shabbos, this carbon that we want to bring now was not Daicha Shabbos. It's Tumah Shabbein Abayim of Erev Shabbos, of Friday. Therefore, the end will not be Daicha Shabbos. So that's pshat and Rabba. What's Pshat Rav Chista? The Rav Chista loy kasha, Soifei Ketchilasa Lesta. He doesn't hold the Soifei Ketchilasa. That's number one. Now he says like this. Why is Shabbos Doicha, Soifei is Doicha Shabbos, Shabbos is Doicha, Soifei is Doicha Shabbos, but not the Soifei is Doicha Tumah? Simple. He says like this. Shabbos the hutra he. Shabbos is hutra. Shabbos is no din duchuya. Shabbos is allowed to do all avodas on Shabbos. So hutra he. So therefore, the whole thing is mutter. Hutra retziva. So if anami dachi, but tuma we know is a machlekes, and he's going according to Rabbi Yama tuma duchuya retziva. That means if you have another eitzah, you should do another eitzah. So tchilasa, the beginning of a carbon, the ik kapara, that's the ik kapara dachi. Soifai, the end of a carbon, which is the hekta chalav ma'amurim, it's not ma'akev kapara, that you don't need it for the kapara, for the forgiveness. Tlav ik kapara, loy dachi, it's not doicha tumah, because tumah dachuyi b'tzibur. So we're saying like this, Shabbos is hutra b'tzibur, and therefore goes across the board. Mashiach again, tumah is dachuyi b'tzibur, and therefore tumah, soif the carbon, is not doicha tumah. And you see from here, that even if you hold tumah dachuyi b'tzibur, Shabbos is hutra. On this, the Maritz Chiyas as a kasha, he has a kasha that l'chayra we have a big shaila by b'kuch nefesh. It's a dechuya or hutra, and we pass Rav Shalom hold that's dechuya because it's like tumah dechuya b'tzibur. Shabbos by b'kuch nefesh is dechuya b'tzibur. That's what they say. They compare it to tumah. So like the Maritz Chiyas, even this gemara, you don't compare Shabbos to tumah. You see, avodah is hutra, and we don't say, oh, of course tumah dechuya. Look at it as dechuya here also. You don't compare the two things. That's Maritz Chiyas kasha. It's not a shas kasha on this gemara.